Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get over to the children of the apostate. Yesterday I was taking the time to show the people, consider the fact that we broadcast into 159 cities. Consider the fact that we broadcast into 53 countries, so I have a responsibility before the Lord to preach the whole counsel of God. And in the process of that, yesterday I had taken the time to highlight what the Lord has taken the time over and over to show us, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And of course, what we get are the apostates. And those that don't know Scripture, they've taken on the modern gospel. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They call themselves Christians, yet they don't know the Word of God. And I'm talking about the full counsel of God. Well, I was accused of fear-mongering. Isn't that interesting? Fear-mongering. The Lord took the time to point to the fact that it's appointed for us all to die. And then after this, the judgment. Over and over and over again, He took the time in showing us. If He took the time to show us, to highlight that there's a judgment day, there's a reason that He told us that. And there's a reason that we're to fear the Lord. And I'm not talking, again, about a diabolical fear here. I'm talking about a filial fear. It's a diabolical fear to those that the Lord's saving, or to those that are in the world, okay, or in process, as I just said, and put that up against John 16:8. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I want to say this to the person that watches me every day on social media platforms that accused me of fear-mongering. I took the time to go back and told this individual, I'm going to give you a little time to go ahead and call the show, and I want you to highlight how Bradley Dean was fear-mongering, following the example of Jesus Christ in preaching His gospel in full counsel. Now, I know it's completely backwards compared to what you've heard in the American pulpits today, but therein lies the problem, the American pulpits, the hirelings. And by the way, do you know what the word hireling means in Webster's 1828? It actually defines out as someone prostituting themselves out for financial gain. That's exactly what we have in the pulpits today. And they're parroting the said sermons of the hirelings in the pulpits that are making the sheet throughout the United States an open prey to the wolves. And they don't understand this. So I'm going to take the time, but I want to give all fair play and an opportunity to the person that said I was fear-mongering. Please call in scripturally and tell me, in any sense of the Word of God, because that's what we're going to reference to, that's what we're always going to go back to, how was I fear-mongering yesterday by pointing the finger to what Scripture points the finger to? Matter of fact, this person didn't also not only say that I was fear-mongering, but they also said that I was pushing people away from the Lord. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. What was the problem that the prophets had? Oh, my goodness. They showed what? The impending judgment. They gave the message, and it was for the people to respond to it either to their condemnation or to their salvation. One, a blessing, and the other, the curse. That's what Scripture teaches us. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Take the time to go over to the store as well, friends. We have Christmas coming up next week. All these items that we have available on the store are per your request. Outside of the books that were just previously written, is we are in the process of writing a third book and probably a fourth book and a fifth book up and coming. But do go over there. Thank you for the orders, for those that have ordered, and do consider going over there and getting the message to somebody maybe that you're not able to preach to. Maybe I can do that. Sometimes that works better. Why, I don't know, but it does. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Now, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, going back to, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that, SOL Radio Live. And when you go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, the great liberator of men, John 8:32. Now let me get over to this real quick before we hit the first break. You're hearing all of this nonsense going on with Hunter Biden. It's all distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors. They want to keep your attention inside of the matrix that they have created at all costs. That's why 94% of their narrative is driven at you to keep you in your seats watching the next showdown that they present concerning the clowns in the circus of politics, the bad actors that they have in play. And it is all of them, friends, because if it wasn't, I'm trying to figure out where the justice is, because justice is what guards our liberty. All of this Hunter Biden nonsense that's going on right now, I want to tell you why this is coming up right now, because the Baucus Senate health care bill cost less than $880 billion. Wrong topic. I thought I had the right topic here, but this is a $880 billion package that the Senate just passed. Just passed another $880 billion package to give to your sworn enemies. Also wanted to let you know, I was watching a preacher this morning concerning the southern border in Arizona. Did you know that the cartels are actually bringing tanks? They're bringing high standard mechanics to break down the wall. They're using welders. They're using cutters to cut holes in the wall that is in place on the southern border. And, of course, they're all being driven to do just that by treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3. But what would you expect from a criminal politician who's been a criminal his whole career, as you all well know, for the last how many decades in this country? So all of what's going on with Hunter Biden right now is nothing but a distraction to get your eyes off of what really matters. Isn't it interesting? The president's son can give the law the finger as he so chooses as to what he's going to respond to and what he's not going to respond to. Americans, have you had enough of this? We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'll just take Stacy really quick, and then I'm going to get back to the topic here, friends. We got Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. What say you, Stacy?
Thank you for all you're doing. It was so encouraging to hear Mike Bombas on Sons of Liberty Radio yesterday. Oh. And I feel like if we all did that and started stepping out of this corporate, what is this corporate thing they've got running our government?
Monopoly, this alliance?
Whatever it is, if we start stepping out, that's our first step.
Yep.
Everybody needs to start stepping out. And that means we don't have a last name. We are who we are. We are a living woman. I'm a living woman, and that's where I am now.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for the call, Stacy. I totally appreciate it. Mike is he's a friend of mine. We just seen him at the last event we did in Michigan. He's a very smart guy. He's going to the foundations. He's laying the axe to the root of the tree, and he's bringing forth fruit. As a matter of fact, the corrupt with inside this matrix, this corporate world they've created, this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, they don't know how to respond to it. Why? Because that's what the law says, which only goes back, and it reverts back to what I continuously say on the show, that those in government, both federal and state, in many cases, not all, they don't know the Constitution. It's foreign to them. And why is it foreign to them? Because they're not working for the people that they're to represent. They're working for special interest groups, and I think you got a good taste of it from Mike. But yes, he's a very smart guy. Did not know he was on yesterday. Glad to hear it. And again, you're right. We have to become educated to throw off our chains, folks. And that's exactly what needs to happen here. So thank you for the call. I do want to hit this really quick, okay? So yesterday, and I want you to see this, okay? So they took a shot at me publicly, so I'm going to share it with you on social media platforms. Deb Kenny said to me, you're fear-mongering. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself, how am I fear-mongering? I didn't understand that. Okay, and then I look at another quote, post. You are not leading people to Christ. Tell people how to get salvation. okay, so I'm fear-mongering. Tell people how to receive Christ. I'm not leading people to Christ. Well, first of all, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So I have to bring reference to the law. When I bring reference to the law, what does it show me? It shows me that I've transgressed God's law. Acts 20, verse 21. Repentance towards God, right? So, and then it tells me faith, and then faith in Christ. That's what Paul preached. Repentance towards God and faith in Christ. And when I look at it in the New Testament, it tells me in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So what drove me to the foot of the cross? The knowledge of my sin. Because without understanding my sin, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, I would have no need of a Savior. Okay? And when I understand what the law will do to me concerning judgment outside of Christ, that's what drives me to understand what's said in 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So what I gather here is Deb has a modern gospel understanding, because the bottom line is what made you profess faith in Jesus Christ if you didn't know that you needed a Savior from your sin? If you can answer that, I'll go to the next point. But until you do, I didn't drive men from Christ, I drove men to Christ. Okay? And how did I do that? I gave them a knowledge of impending judgment. Without the understanding of an impending judgment, they have no reason to repent. And don't call yourself a believer if you don't believe the whole counsel of God. You're an unbeliever. That's why yesterday I had said, you don't have to believe, but it's interesting to me, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I'll tell you what, it's going to end your story, and it's going to put you right in front of your Maker, your Creator, your God, and let's not forget, your Judge. And if you look at the character of God, you better understand, friends, the way that men have made God out to be, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, it's very unscriptural every step of the way. And if you think I'm playing, folks, why don't you read the New Testament concerning those that even lied to the Holy Ghost, like that of Ananias and Sapphira, where they were struck dead for lying right on the spot. And people think, well, judgment under the law was harsh, but wait a second, read Hebrews 10. It's much harsher under grace. Here, matter of fact, let me just show it to you. Lest somebody says I said something that I didn't say, I want to keep it into context. And as I'm going over to Hebrews 10 right now, what do I find? I'm going to Hebrews 10, going down to the 20s. Let me start. Right, I want the King James Version, okay? So I'm going to go to the King James Version. Don't want anything outside of that, unless it's amplified, because then it helps me understand the definitions found within in the Greek and in the Hebrew as well. But if I go over to Hebrews 10, what does it tell us? It says this. It says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Who are the adversaries? Those that remain in their sin. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Excuse me. Those that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Listen carefully. Verse 28. I'm sorry, folks. I'm having a hard time of it with this. I got it right in front of me, but my... to focus in on it. Yeah, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? So, Americans, you need to understand something. You have this completely backwards, upside down. Because judgment under grace is much more severe than judgment under the law. And if you look at this, and I know that some people have nitpicked at this. I want to tell you what, they're completely wrong in their nitpicking at this. Because there's something called high-handed sin. And it's called willful sin. When you know not to do it and you do it anyways, that's high-handed sin. And that's what this addresses right here. Don't tell me about how the Hebrews said this and it was a private interpretation of prophecy when the Bible tells us just the exact opposite. Common sense on its heels tell us that if we willfully sin, there no longer remain a sacrifice for our sins. And knowing that within itself will bring you to stop. Here, let me say this, folks. Let me take it to the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14. You know, people say that there's something called alcoholism and all of these diseases that have been created by the pharmaceuticals or Western medicines. I want to tell you something, folks. A lot of them aren't disease at all. They're choices that men make. And I'll tell you what, in the 1700s and the 1800s and in the 1900s, doctors, right, that were there for the good of the people during that particular time, told the people that if you want this issue to go away, drinking, consumption, so on and so forth, well, you're willfully making the choice to put the drink up to your mouth. The only way to heal that is total abstention, to stop doing it. And when you take that to Scripture, isn't that what Scripture is telling us right there? Stop doing it right now. Total abstention. Because if you remain in your sin, you're going to bring forth fruit unto sin. And the Bible is very clear that if you go on in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. Don't sit there and try to water down the word to fit your unlawful lifestyle because you like to go through certain websites and look at pornography every once in a while or get you yourself a little sip every once in a while. You're not going to justify that. You can go and justify that all you want in trying to attack me, but I'm here to tell you, friends, what the word says is I just told you what the word says. And furthermore, you can call it fear-mongering all you want to, but I'm here to tell you I'm not done yet. God is an absolute God. As a matter of fact, instead of making excuses for your sin, why don't you throw off your excuses and become holy as He is holy? Because you've got it completely backwards. And that is called a false balance, which is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And how could it be more obvious in a country that is so off kilter when it comes to Scripture with false mercy and false grace and false love that they want to come in and try to dissect the word, which means absolute? No, that's the side of the Lord that people don't want to acknowledge. But I'll tell you what, that's the one that I love to acknowledge because in understanding Him, I'm connected with Him through His Son Jesus Christ, where it tells me we're joint heirs and we're made joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hey, folks, to rid with sin is to unite with Christ, period. I'm not done yet. Hebrews 10 goes on. I just quoted 10:29. Now let's go to verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. The Lord says, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Bible tells us in the New Testament, the Lord shall judge his people. And in verse 31, what does it say? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Quit trying to create an idol God in your mind that you think leads men away from Christ, when in fact, when we hold a Scripture, the Holy Ghost uses it to lead men unto Him who saves us from our sin. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Hunter Biden announcing outside the Capitol yesterday that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases. The federal election interference case against him is temporarily on hold, as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining the current interest rate, noting it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. Corey Myers, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I want to tell you something. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm still waiting for that phone call. Someone attacked me of fear-mongering and driving people away from Christ. No, it's just foreign to that of the heretical doctrines of the hirelings. Listen carefully. This is Charles Spurgeon. He said this back in the 1800s. He said, avoid a sugared gospel. If you notice when people try to pull away the severity from Scripture, look at their personal lives. If you look at their personal lives, you'll totally understand why they're trying to soften down the Scriptures. Matter of fact, even speaking of the Prince of Preachers once again, Charles Spurgeon, he said, if you want to know why a man won't preach out against sin to the extreme, just follow him home. Oh, it's totally true. Why? He's soft on the Scriptures because he's soft on himself, only to find out at that day, on Judgment Day, that the Lord was not soft in any sense of the word. And I highlighted that yesterday. And again, because I highlighted that yesterday, I was fear-mongering and I was driving people away from Jesus. What Bible aren't you reading? My goodness, folks, has anybody taken the time to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and notice the times and how much time the Lord spent rebuking those that thought they were right with God? Constantly. Constantly. And as a matter of fact, the Lord went so far to say, this is the blind leading the blind, Matthew 15. It is, in a lot of ways. Hey, folks, regardless of who it is, stick to Scripture. on this show, if I'm away from the cross, go back to the cross. But what I fear is people don't want to go to the cross. They want to go the other direction to their own demise. I mean, are you paying attention to what's going on in your world right now? Do you not understand that this is happening because of the American people, namely the professed Christians in this country, that have departed willfully from their God, and they've created an idol God that does not exist in their own minds? And why is this? Because they clearly do not understand who the Lord is or His character. Okay, let's go to the next point. Charles Spurgeon said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Avoid it. When people soften the scriptures down, avoid them. Get away from them. Why? Because they haven't repented. The Bible says that when our obedience is fulfilled, we take vengeance on that sin that put Christ on the cross. You can always tell when people have repented, friends. And you can always equate that to those that think they're saved and in fact they're not. You know, as a matter of fact, Charles Spurgeon said this again, and he was exactly right. Those that talk much of their assurance of going to heaven, he said, they can rest assured they're on their way to hell. Why? Because it runs in contrast to the Scripture. If the Holy Ghost doesn't bear witness to the truth, the Spirit bears witness to the truth, not to the lie, and it bears witness to the truth of those that are in the Son, not outside of the Son. Okay? And the Holy Ghost, as a matter of fact, doesn't comfort men in known sin. He convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring them to godly repentance. And if you look at the fruit of godly repentance, it's not at all as to what a real Christian would write to another dude preaching the gospel that rips up, such as the one that you're listening to now. So when somebody says to me, you're fear-mongering, right off the bat, it's like, you know what? You think you're saved, but you better read it again. You haven't repented yet. You're still in your sin. You're still trying to justify your sin because you don't fear the Lord in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. You don't want anybody else doing the same thing. Okay, you don't want anybody else obeying the Lord. You want them to obey you and follow your lead so you can make them twice as much the sons of hell. Listen carefully, Isaiah 8:20. What does it say? It says, if they speak not according to this word, to the law, and to the testimony which is the gift of prophecy, right? It says to avoid them. It says to avoid them. If you want to know why there's so many hirelings across the country preaching soft on sin, if they even make reference to it, folks, it's because they're still in their sin. That's why we named the show today The Children of the Apostate, because that's exactly what it is. Avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. And I will tell you by personal experience, that is where the anointing's at. Exactly. And when you have found it, Spurgeon said, give good heed to it. That means pay careful attention to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let His gospel soak into your soul. In line upon line, I'm just being quick to go over to Hosea. Hosea 10:12, and I want to read that to you as the Holy Ghost leads us. Romans 8:14. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. See, that's the problem we have today. There's too many hard-hearted men out there, and if you don't lay the axe to the root of the tree in breaking it down, or should I go over to Jeremiah 23:29, where the Lord said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces, then I'll tell you what, folks, you're all lost. I think it just comes back to the fact that I understand the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you read preachers throughout the beginning of time to where we're at, and not just in Scripture, but faithful patriarchs of the faith, you're going to understand that they preached in power. They were feared by their enemies, friends. They weren't made a mockery. I mean, this nonsense we're getting from people that should know better on live chat, and it's not because you're questioning me. It's just because you're wrong. You're completely wrong. My line's still open. I've given you, we're going on 45 minutes now, and we're still waiting for you to call in to set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Okay? All right, let's do this. And I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. I know you were just taking shots, but the fact of the matter is you need to back it up now. 1-866-582-9933. Bradley was fear-mongering. No, I was holding to Scripture. Completely holding to Scripture. In the point that I was making to our listeners and our viewers, why do men live their lives as if there's no judgment day? And knowing the fear of the Lord is what causes us to flee from our iniquity. And again, knowing the fear of the Lord presses us into what? The kingdom of heaven, to be more like Him. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1. She wants you to stay away from that inadvertently, I hope. She wants you to stay away from that because she doesn't understand that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Where few be that find it. Few. Guess what few means, friends? Few. That's what it means. Let's go over to Jonah really quick. I just want to go here because, again, I'm fear-mongering. And we're giving this person the opportunity to get on the radio and highlight how I'm fear-mongering. But we're going to hold a scripture here just for the record. But when we go over to Jonah, it tells us that the Lord came unto Jonah and told him, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." But we know that throughout Jonah 1, 2, 3, and 4, what did he do? He fled. Okay? And in the process of fleeing, he wanted to disobey. He just didn't want to listen to what the Lord had to say to him. Okay? So he was on a boat. You guys all know the story. He was kicked off the boat. There was a tumultuous wind, a storm that was sent by God. The people threw Jonah over. He ended up in a fish's belly. You can take that metaphorically. Or you can take that however you want to take it. I would take it the way that Scripture tells you to take it. That's the safest place to always be. Okay? So what did Jonah say? And it's interesting because when the Lord spoke to him, this reminds me of Peter when the Lord told Peter, many people would think that he was already saved at that particular time, but he wasn't. But the Lord said to him, when you're converted, go and encourage your brothers. Admonish them. Okay? Warn them to stay on the straight and the narrow. Reprove them, correct them, instruct them. 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay? But it wasn't until Jonah understood himself what his job was, because at this point, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Is that what the Lord did to Jonah in his disobedience? Yep. I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the flood compassed me about. All thy billows and all thy waves have passed over me. Okay? All over me. Okay, now I want to go forward. Now I'm in that was chapter 2 of Jonah. Now going into verse 3, or chapter 3, forgive me. And then the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it what I bid thee." So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord, not the word of Bradley, not the word of Jonah, but the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey, and Jonah began to enter into a city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. I bet, according to our friend on live chat, Jonah was fear-mongering. No. This wasn't the word of Jonah. This was the word of the Lord through Jonah to the Ninevites, which were there just happened to be 60,000 of them that took heed to the word of God, because there was a faithful preacher to preach the whole counsel of God to bring them to repentance. And did they do it? They did it. Was that fear-mongering, friends? Oh, this is just one of a plethora of examples throughout Scripture. Was this fear-mongering? Was this turning people away from the Lord, or was this driving people to the Lord? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Chris calling in from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Love you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but all those people accusing you that they all wore a mask to church and they're afraid of the government.
You're probably right. You're probably absolutely right. But it was just one person, and I'm good with it. If the whole world stands against me and I know I'm right because I'm standing on the rock, I'm good, brother, just like David in Psalm 27. But that's where I'm at with all that. We're good here, Chris. How about you?
I'm good, sir. It's not biblical scripture, but it's a good saying that says, "Justice be done, may the heavens fall."
Amen. Amen.
Anyway, I had a question. In your opinion, before the Gutenberg Bible, before the Bible was available to the masses and wasn't corrupted, but what do you think? What about all those people that lived and died? How would they be judged? Your opinion.
Well, I don't want to hold to my opinion. I mean, they're going to be judged the same way that I'm going to be judged. And if you look in the book of Romans, you're going to see those that were judged in the circumcision, those that were judged outside of the circumcision. I can tell you this, and I know this from firsthand experience, and I'm not avoiding your question. I'll go back to that because I'm trying to look behind me right now, but I notice on the camera I can't allow the viewers to see it unless I completely move from where I'm at right now. But I have the Geneva Bible behind me. I have different translations. I have Webster's translation, and I got the King James Version. I got the New King James Version, and there's other versions that I just avoid because it's clearly been watered down in so many dangerous ways. And Scripture is very clear at the end of Revelation 22, not to add or take away from, so we want to stick to the closest that we have. And I personally find within the King James Version, I can find my Lord. And there's an anointing on His Word. If there's not an anointing, there's something wrong, and I need to find my place so I can get under His flow and find myself in Him who's the head of all principality and power. So with that, I can say, going back to what you just asked, the best translation is the one that I have in front of me right now because that's all that's been made available to me. I got to be honest and say I just wonder sometimes because I know that there's other books that have been removed from the Bible. As a matter of fact, the King James Version talks about some of the books that are no longer inside of the Bible. But I think about some of those translations. I've read some of those translations and those books as well. And I find that Christ is the center of all that I do and whatever the Lord so fits to put in front of me. And this is my ability to get to Him. This is what I'm going to hold to. But I believe that the Lord has given us everything that we need to know who He is in His Son, Jesus Christ. Those are my thoughts.
So we all pretty much know what we're supposed to be doing, in other words.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I think people are just trying to avoid the cross, and because what I see continuously, Chris, is what they know of the Word of God is what they don't like of the Word of God, so they're trying to find a different Jesus or create one that looks just like them ungodly selves. I mean, after all, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and these are the ones that are always critiquing the Word of God, and they're appointed to. They're, you know, the Word of God is a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense to them, and that's what it tells us in the book of Peter. So we have enough. Here's the deal. I want to say this because you've called before, but I want to tell you something, little brother. I wasn't talked into what I'm doing today. When I was in the world, I was raised fatherless, didn't have a dad, and I didn't know my Heavenly Father, but I never questioned His existence. And when I got into my 20s and I was touring the country in the rock and roll band, we used to do a tour from Minnesota, the Midwest, all the way through Iowa, Kansas City. Then we'd go up through Oklahoma, Texas. We'd end up in Louisiana. We'd end up in Denver, Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota. I was crying out to the Lord because what He was doing was laying the Holy Ghost on me, bringing me to godly repentance unbeknownst to me. And I always used to say to Him, not knowing where to go, but to speak my heart, because He was already birthing this in my heart. The Bible says He's the author and the finisher of my faith. I was the one crying out to Him and saying, Lord, if You're not like this, King David, then I don't want to serve You. I want to know You the way that the patriarchs of the faith knew You, because without that, I'm going to be just like the rest of them. And what I see in the United States of America on a massive scale is hypocrisy. And here's the deal, Chris. If He's the one that authored those prayers in my heart, He's also the one that answered them in great specificity. And I also understood and understand now it's about His will and not my will. And what He did is He broke me down into 1,000 pieces. He did it. And I'm still there. And it's a good place to be. It's called being meek and teachable. And in the process of doing that, He creates us in the image and likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ, where we get to sit at the right hand with Christ in heavenly places far above all principality and power. Do I know everything? Nope. But what I do know of Him, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me. That's what I can tell you. And the place that I find His Son continuously is in the Word of God, in which I feed on a daily basis, to the point where some people would say, Bradley, you're there all the time. It's like, I know, but this is where I'm right. I'm feeding on the bread of life. But again, if He's my life, why wouldn't I want to feed on my life? It's the best place in the world to be.
Amen, yes, and I agree about the King James. That's actually, my gut tells me that, for me, that's the best one.
Amen.
And hey, I'm auditioning for a Southern rock band tonight, so wish me luck.
Well, is it a Christian rock band? Because, you know, secular means without God.
Secular.
We don't want to be... it's what?
It is a secular I would say.
Well, here's the thing. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? And the fact of the matter is, that's what I came out of, too.
True, you're right. Amen.
Well, if it's either to the glory of Christ or it's not, right?
I also got contacted by a church, and I will be doing a lead guitar thing for a church really soon.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to talk to you as a little bro, okay? Respectfully.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I convince other people that Christ is Him who saved me from my sin if I live a double life? I live in the world and I live in the church. How do I convince people that Christ is who He says He is if the Lord told me to come out from among them? Because the Lord doesn't send the exactly. So you got to be single-minded. You can't be double-minded because you're only going to be confused by doing that. But when you're single-minded and you fix your all on Him and seek Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, the Bible says that we press into the kingdom of heaven. You can rest assured that's when you're going to find Him. But you're not going to find Him on your terms. You're going to find Him on His terms. Do me a favor, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Send me an email and send me your home address. I want to send you a copy of this. It's a little testimonial, and I want to send it to you. I want you to read it, and I want you to give me your 2 cents. I want you to give me your thoughts after you read it. Take you about a half hour to read it. Is that fair?
Oh, thanks, Bradley. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Do it, and I will send it off to you tomorrow, okay?
God bless. Thank you, Bradley.
Yep, thank you, man. Okay, so let's get back to this. Folks, this is important. Chris is important. This is why I do what I do, right there. And you just heard a sincere kid call me up and ask me a question. And the Holy Ghost is all over this boy right now. And what was it? It's the way people call in. If they're sincere, they get a sincere response. If they're going to be confrontational and they want to contend, then we'll be confrontational and contend for the faith. The Bible tells us to do so. Jude 3 and 4. But in this particular case, I want this kid to understand that if you want to find Christ, this is how you find Him. You find Him on His terms. When we forsake all. You know, it's interesting. Another thing that comes to my aid right now is how many people are in the church and they think that they're called and sent of God. And yet Isaiah 52:11 tells us that He has not sent them. He only sends the sanctified ones. I think people think somehow or another, in deceiving themselves, that they have a whole lifetime to go ahead and do what they want to do, and that at the end of the day, they're going to give their life to Jesus. No! You know how many people die in their deathbeds, and the hireling comes in, and they say a prayer, and they assure them that they're going to heaven? You know what, folks? Let's just venture to tell the truth here, scripturally. 95 to 98% of those people are not going to heaven. Because if you give them the opportunity to do it all over again, to live without Jesus, which, by the way, they did all the way up to the point where they could not get out of bed any longer, they would do just that. Matter of fact, if you gave them another opportunity to do it, they'd probably do it even 10 times worse than they were before they lived their life for the devil up to the point as to where they were in laying in that deathbed. Confessing now Jesus. You know, that's it's deceptive every step of the way. And some people can say, well, what about the man on the cross? Yep, that was an exception to the rule. And also notice that he was repentant in the process. The other guy on the third cross was not. Put it into scriptural content, friends. Okay? One thing I want to end the show with real quick, okay? And we'll pick up this again on another day. I love this content, but I want you to look at this. It tells us in 11:42 of Luke, but woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites. He said, you pass over the judgment and the love of God. These you ought to have done and not to leave the other done. Was Jesus pushing men away from Him or to repentance? Love you by what we do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.